You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the cool again, stupid.
My favorite day of the week.
You know why it's fun? Because the English national team got relegated, baby.
Look, the English national team taking L's is what I need right now to make myself feel better.
It's a little taste, a little preview. It's the trailer for November 25th. You feel me?
That's right.
You know, if we ever hope to keep the English fans we have, we might not want to start a show this way.
Nah, man, this is what they like.
Yeah, this is bants.
Nah, they want to be. It's like like when you hire a dominatrix, you know?
Exactly, bro.
I just want to feel something.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm here for sex, but I can't do it unless there's a cheese grater attached to my balls, dude.
Okay, look, that's my thing.
We have different definitions of it. Maybe we're just trying to get liquid out of our bodies.
That's it. That's it.
I want a little bit of blood in mine.
So a lot to go over today.
You know what I want
to
do first?
What?
A lot to go over today. I'm excited. We're here. I'm robot. I'm robot intro. You know what I want to go over today? What I want to do first? I want to thank the so many Levitard fans that are now listening to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you all so much for your support. Two dummies being loud. We knew you'd fit right in.
Look, I'm glad you have to lower the volume just a little bit.
Nah. Yeah, the other one's a bit more chill. Hey, 7 months of YouTube begins. Thank you so much, Paolo Nelson, for being a member.
Thank you. All right.
Let's go.
Kyle Ritchie said, coming to you live from an empty Kmart in Hackensack. You need decorations.
Bro.
Yo, get us the decorations. You're already there.
My guy just said the most Jersey shit possible. Kmart, empty, Hackensack. Let's go.
All right. Yes, and shout out to the Levitard fans. Let's go. Hello, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero. We're the Cooligans. We're funny. We talk about soccer. Two
okay,
comedians.
Yes. Alexis hates go. Doing
it's so antiquated.
Doing his job.
It's so old.
Nobody knows who you are.
It's like, you know,
that's the problem is that you think people know who you are.
Christian thinks you pick up the phone, you hit zero, and you go, hello, dispatcher. Can I speak to Hoboken 543? And that's how you call my cell phone.
It's comical that you have this, your ego suggests that, like, oh, they already get
it. People don't care who we are. They care what we are. And that's funny.
Right.
And that's in your face.
Okay.
And that is not wearing pants under this desk.
Justin Freeber said, the Booligans coming to you live from the site of a warehouse raid.
Yeah. Christian did add lights. I don't know if you can tell.
You can barely tell. We're getting this together one piece at a time. I'm telling you, the money is short right now.
Yo, look, we put a lot of things on layaway. So if you in Kmart right now in Hackensack, you seeing a lot of our future studio.
A lot of people are like congratulating us on our new studio, but it's like, it's barely a studio just yet. We're still sorting out a couple things. You see a light behind me.
Right.
I brought those lights from my apartment.
What was he doing with them before? And this one, you can't see because it matches my shirt.
Okay, so we're trying our best. But look, what you need to do right now is...
David Morales said, does Christian answer calls like, hi, it's Christian. Thank you for calling me today. How can I help you?
Okay. It's always a call center when you call myself. Look, all I want to say is, I think the people that are making jokes about the studio are already Patreon members. But you cannot be making jokes about decorations until you join Patreon.
You need to level up.
You need to level up.
You got to get promoted into the Cooligans Premier League if you're going to talk shit about a space. We are spending way too much money to sit in.
Okay? Because if you saw our credit card bill right now, we would not be talking like this.
If they saw our credit card bill, we wouldn't be allowed in here.
Patreon.com/SoccerCooligans. Join today. That's help us right. get decorations, all right?
Bro, Christian, the call center supervisor. He's actually, Christian sometimes records my phone calls and then he reviews with me at the end of the week and he's like, yo, I don't think you introduce yourself enough.
Yes, that's what I do.
What does everyone say when you pick up the phone? Because getting phone calls now is rare. What do you say? What's your go-to?
I just say hello. That's it. I there's a weird thing my wife's family does where they all do this for some reason, but they'll
pick up the phone,
they pick up the phone and they say the person's name who's calling. So
like if you call me, I pick up the phone and go, Christian?
Right, yeah.
That'd be weird as hell.
It's just like a strange. I don't get the...
There was one person who messed up and did that, and now they all do it. It's like how Spanish people speak with a lisp. You know what I mean? The king did it. We can't embarrass him.
I mean, he's going, why not be making jokes on him like this live stream?
So now we all got a speech impediment.
Okay, embrace it.
You know what I mean? Maybe you're wrong for not speaking with a lisp.
So, no, I just say hello, or depending on who's calling, what's good. If it's my mom, I say que lo que, mami. You know how it is.
If it's me, he says que lo que, mami. And I'm like, I told you not to do that in front of my wife.
Mike Thomas said, halfway expecting someone to run into the studio like a wrestler through the door frame directly between the two of you. Maybe that'll happen one day.
Maybe that's part of the plan.
Maybe
the door is not directly in the middle, so that's it's a little odd. It's closer to me.
I don't know.
You didn't realize that wall's bigger than that wall?
I did not.
I mean, yeah.
Wow. Right.
But also,
were you paying attention when we were walking through?
I mean, you don't want to do intros. And now you care about this? Fronts? You care about this?
Well, I need to speak to the architect. I'm going to call the architect, and as soon as he picks up, I'm going to go, architect?
About no, he wants to have no level of professionalism, but the door being two inches off of the center.
The sad part is you think an intro is called professionalism.
It's called ADHD, Alexis. Get it sorted out. Figure it out.
Just start the show. This kid wants to do that. We're excited for today's show. We have a lot to talk about.
This is what happens on...
Of course we have a lot to talk about. We do this show for 7 years. We constantly go over an hour, and we do 2 episodes a week. Of course. One day you're going to go, we've got nothing to talk about, and I don't want to tell you what my name is. But you're still going to go, I'm excited to have nothing to tell you.
Bro, damn it. Yeah, look, man, this is how you do the job. I don't know what to tell you.
This is not... There's no job, baby. This is ours. We bought this. We can do whatever the hell we want.
This is what happens on an international break, because we don't have the meat that we usually get
normally it's club, a Rodicio.
From club
it's
football.
Just a constant. So we ain't got that.
So we just argue with each other during these times. You know, this is where you notice. I think when as an American, I think we treat international football and international soccer is
it's exciting. We love it.
We value it probably a little bit more.
The English despise it, bro.
The English, I think a lot of countries, I don't know. Look, it's generally the English that I hear their disdain for.
Yeah, they see it as an impediment to their club football season.
That is what matters. That is the...
But that's also the mind frame you have to have to hate something as fun as an all-star game. You know what I mean?
Right.
What, kids are going to have joy on their face? Who cares? I want to see my team.
It's the tribalism is more important than the unity of a country.
Right. I did see... I wish I could remember the name of the show. There was a show... It's four guys. They look like they're in a locker room. It's a lot of fun. I wish I could remember the name of the show. I found it on YouTube. One of the guys said, when you fall in love with football, you fall in love with the club, not with the national team. So right. I'm like, okay, you've got me a little closer to understanding, but I'm not all the way there yet. I can barely feel anything, baby.
What? Love? Never heard of it.
Nah. But I get it. But are you also, I guess you can't be too proud to be English. You know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting because there's plenty of English that cannot stand the English national team, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's, the whole of Liverpool.
Right. But there's parts of the country.
You know, when the Irish were chanting, you know, after the death of the Queen.
Right.
They weren't positive chants. we all remember that part of history.
They were basically telling you to get in the box, but not the box you think.
Yeah. It's not because a cross is coming. although technically it might be. When they were doing that, some people were tweeting, if you think the Irish are being rude, wait until, you know, the next game at Anfield.
Okay.
So there's like, you know, the Liverpool, I don't really care about that St. George's Cross. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I get that. But there's also parts of the U.S. that aren't really rocking with USA. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's
some parts that are a little rocking too much.
There's something about the U.S. men's national team and the U.S. women's national team that is almost... I'm not going to say it's beyond or it transcends politics, but it doesn't represent the U.S. and everything the U.S. represents, at least not to us. Maybe other countries might feel a little bit differently.
Ben Jaskolnik, welcome back, Ben Jaskolnik, said Alexis Dessert surgery is 4 guys, 1 locker room. I wish I remembered the name of the show. They're also not wearing pants.
Okay.
Alexis is definitely a diva, says Felix Palau. How am I a diva? Just because I want everything I want the way I want it.
So there is something about...
Also, SKC Fan TV said, we love the Irish. If you followed Kevin on social media since that passing, you will know why he also loves the Irish.
Shout out to SKC Fan TV for
got
invited to the training ground for Sporting Kansas City.
He put up such a great photo. It was Daniel Shalhoub, and I can't remember who the other one was, photoshopped two men holding a baby, and he was the baby.
Johnny Russell.
Johnny Russell. So funny.
No, it's great to see because, again, we were talking about this a while back about, like, especially MLS content creators and then getting acknowledgement.
They don't get enough love.
Getting acknowledgement from a particular club, maybe a club that they follow. And so it's great to see. It made me really, really happy to see that. Same. And that's it, man. You put in the work, and good things will happen from time to time. So keep it up. Nice. Everybody involved.
Also, Robert from LA said, yo, Cooligans, happy Monday. Currently in the Denver airport watching you. I got a 3-hour layover, hoping you can make the time go by.
Wow.
That's what we're here for, baby.
You know what? After last week when we posted the clip about, I posted the clip yesterday about Tesho Akindele saying that we were smart and invented a new way to talk about soccer, the comments under the videos have been unbelievably heartwarming. So kind. People have been saying, like, he's right. You guys have been super helpful for me in, like, really dark times to laugh while also enjoying the game.
Is there a joke coming?
No. I'm like, yo, chill with all the kindness, bro.
No, damn, son. When did y'all get so weak? No, I'm kidding. That's a beautiful thing, bro.
Because even...
I haven't seen this. Wait, is this on YouTube?
On Instagram. On Instagram. And I want to give a shout out to Christopher because we...
D. Moore. Christopher D. Moore.
Okay. And we went to...
His beautiful lady.
Yes. Kara.
Yeah.
Right?
Kara Michelle.
Right. So this was a really, really cool thing for us that happened. I mean, I say like it happened to us, but it was like a really cool thing to be a part of.
I can't believe they surprised us.
but his fiance...
We got a DM from a random woman. It happens all the time.
Okay. All
and
right.
I immediately blocked it. We get a DM from someone a little bit longer than usual. So, of course, I'm going to read it because... It didn't start with, like, do you need more followers? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we get a lot of those.
This seemed, the answer is yes, but we always say.
A dude in lingerie.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think I've seen this video before. No, we got a DM from someone who said, hey, myself and my fiance are coming to New York to get his tux size for our wedding. You know, kind of explained how he hasn't been having the easiest of last few months, but he's also a massive fan of ours. And he's so excited that they're coming to New York because that's where we are. And he would hope to run into us. So she basically asked if we would like to surprise him while he's getting his tux sized.
Right.
And then Christian and I were like, talk to our agent because we have an appearance fee.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, we're not going to not go through the proper channels.
Look, everybody got to eat. You know what I mean? So she paid the fee, which was really... No, of course not. People are going to believe that. By the way, do not start sending us messages about meeting you. But this was really sweet.
Unless you send us the fee up front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's just you, dude, we're sending you to our agent. It was really sweet. And it just so happened to be not far from the studio.
Right.
So I was like, yo, why don't we do this? So... Christian was like, absolutely not. Yeah. I don't care about this dude.
I don't want to be near these people.
Christian's like, all right, 6 feet, and they need to be wearing masks at all times. Mexican wrestling masks. But I thought it was such a weird request.
Right.
Christian, like, again, Christian's guy. And then when he walked up to him,
Fauci said we got to wear Mexican wrestling masks.
Christian, when we surprised him, Christian walked up and said, hey, everybody, I'm so excited to be here. Which we'll call it. So he was getting his tux size not far from here. She was like, We were hiding in front of outside the store, like near a planter, waiting to get in. And then as soon as they went into the private room, we got in. All the employees were like, are you the surprise guys? Get this way. So we sat. This guy came out, didn't even see us when he came out. He kind of turned his back to us.
Right.
And so we got up behind him, and his fiance is filming, and she's like tapping him to turn around. And I lean over and I go, yo, don't buy a suit here. I know a guy who'll make one out of burlap. And he turned around with a look of like, why is my podcast on, but my headphones aren't
on? Right. So that was really, really dope, man. And we hung out for a few minutes and got to meet them and their dog.
Yeah, the little dog. Lunchbox. Thing is this big, bro.
It was really dope.
It's a Pomeranian.
You know, we always say, like, you know, we don't necessarily know or get to always meet people who listen or are fans of the show, whatever. And to be a part of something like that and, you know, make their day or make his day, whatever. If, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like when you think of if a Make-A-Wish kid made a request, like, I want the Cooligans to be, I'm like, yo, kid, are you sure this is what you want to do?
Bro, you could have said anything.
You sure you don't want Dwayne the Rock Johnson? You could really.
You know Harry Styles will show up. In fact, can we request that Harry Styles show up?
Because
I don't want to meet this kid.
We wanted to make sure you get your money's worth, your wishes worth. Yeah, you know?
I would feel bad if they said, I want to meet the Ghoulies. I'm like, no, you could have done that by having your fiance DM us.
So that was really, really dope, man. I'm glad I got to meet them, man. Best of luck, you know, going forward in their wedding. They're getting married.
Barry Gunas says that Alexis charges by the slice for appearances. This is going to be like a whole pie kind of a thing. Shouts to I Am La Lucha back in the chat. Haven't seen you in a minute. Saboteo. It's a Pomeranian. Alexis channeling his inner Big Lebowski Walter impression. I've never seen Big Lebowski, so I never get any of these references. I know there's like
you've never seen the Big Lebowski.
No, I get it. The dude from Roseanne.
No, you don't get it. You say every movie you've never seen.
Don't
like,
they bowl?
I get it.
They bowl, right? They bowl. It's
no,
like a whole thing.
That's not what even the movie's about.
They don't they bowl in it?
They
though?
Happen to bowl. No. You've seen a couple gifs and you're like, I get it.
I got no gif. I got the gist of it, bro.
Dude, it's a good movie.
I mean, people joke about it all the time, but it's one of those movies that so many people talk about that I'm like, I want to be one of these people who gets these references.
Yeah, why know things?
Nah.
Who know about knowing things other people know about?
I walked into the theater. I said, I'm so excited to be here. Today we're going to watch a movie. And they ushered me out. Nah, I've never seen it. It's like the dude, right? It's the guy. He's like really relaxed all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Why even opine on the movie?
What is... Okay, can I ask you this? You've seen it, obviously.
I've seen the movie.
What is the Big Lebowski a reference to? What is the Big Lebowski? What does that mean? Is it like a competition of something?
It's a... I think that's just somebody's name in the movie or...
Oh, okay.
I forgot exactly what the Big Lebowski
is. Wow, you're really pushing for this movie.
It's a good movie because there's a lot of funny jokes, interesting characters, good acting. John Goodman's great in it.
That's the dude, John Goodman. And there's the other guy with the long hair, with the
Jeff,
goatee.
Jeff Bridges.
Yep.
And then this dude from... what's the movie? The Italian dude that was in the Spike Lee movie where they throw the
not Danny Aiello?
No.
The other one, the other one? Dude,
the younger. What was his name?
John Turturro.
Great
actor.
Great. He's great in that movie. That's like an iconic role.
The Big Lebowski is the other Lebowski that the dude gets confused for.
Right. Okay. All right.
He's going to be in the starting 11 for Poland.
That's what the reference is.
Oh, bro. The Big Lebowski moved to Spain, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Aaron Duran in the chat. Shouts to Aaron Duran.
If you're into the whole brevity thing, which is a reference from Big Lebowski. Okay.
This is what I'm talking about. This is like if some... So the references to me, great. They're like nails on a chalkboard the same way when someone goes like, my wife, you know what I mean?
I could see that because references from popular movies get overused. They happen and there's something about marrying American Pie. These are classic American
Here's the thing.
Films.
In order to be overused, there has to be a popular film so many people saw.
Right.
So I get the fact that it's a popular film that so many people saw. But I didn't know English until late. I missed a bunch of movies. I've never seen, what's the Grease Lightning movie? Where they're all
Grease? Are you talking about Grease?
Grease, I never saw it. I just know the song because they used to sing it like in the school plays and stuff. Star Wars I've never seen. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of these films I've never seen, but you know what I have seen? The Godfather. I've seen Pope of Greenwich
Village.
The
same movie.
You've seen
the same
Scarface.
Movie over and over. Yeah, I got
I've
it.
Seen Scarface like a bunch. I'd be like, if at one point the Big Lebowski, someone walks in the room with either a New York and or Spanish accent with a gun and says he wants to sell drugs, I would have seen that movie.
Look, you have a type. Okay. England. England, relegated from the Nations League, bro. Embarrassing.
What is it?
It is.
Because I think it is, but no one in England seems to care.
They don't care, but they're pretending. They don't care because they've already been relegated.
Can I mention a stat? And this is from The Guardian, so I'm going to assume this is factual, which is another way of me saying I didn't look it up, okay? England had not beaten Italy away since 1961, which is a significant amount of time. That's from before you won the World Cup.
Been a minute.
You know what I mean? Where's the stat that I'm looking for? Wait a minute. Here, hold on.
What's that? What is the stat referring to?
You could talk while I do this.
Do you know the stat?
Here it is. England has no wins in its last five. The worst such run since 2014 under Roy Hodgson.
Oh.
Roy Hodgson, who was old in 2014. It's only one goal for England during that sequence, and that was a Harry Kane penalty against Germany. There's only one other team in the Nations League that have failed to score an open goal in open play. You want to guess which one it is?
Which nation?
Guess.
That hasn't scored?
The only one other nation in Nations League that hasn't scored from open
meaning
play.
Meaning every single group?
Everything. Trust me, it's everything. When I hear the name, you're going to know what we're talking about.
And then it has to be like San Marino.
It is!
the one we use
to make fun of England. San Marino is the only other team that hasn't scored from open play. In all of Nations League in Europe, I'm assuming, obviously.
Yes. So then this kind of begs the question, how much should we care? Nations League is pretty new, right? What, 3 years
old? But this is a structure by which friendlies are going to get played. So that means when you want to prepare as a nation, they're like, enough with San Marino playing England, right? Because you guys are obviously in different tiers. Well, not so much anymore because now England's not going to get to play, not going to get to prepare against Germany or Italy or some of these top tier teams anymore. Now they have to go against nations in the B League. It's going to be England versus, you know, Belgium.
No, not Belgium. It would be, who's in the B League now?
Let's look that up because that's going to shift everything. Crimson Pizza says San Marino exists. A nice Cobra said England are in poor form, just like the U.S. men's national team. A lot less poor form for the England, the U.S. men's national
league
team.
League B has in group one is Scotland, Ukraine, Ireland, Armenia, group two, Israel, Iceland, Albania. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Montenegro. I mean, look, these are the second tier nations.
Also, you ain't gonna have an easy time either, bro. You want to go to Bosnia and Herzegovina, bro?
I mean, look, they should England win Nations League next time around and win this group and be promoted back to League A? I would hope so. I would hope so.
Mike Thomas, I hate you. He just said, they say it doesn't matter, but they're going to be in a group with Albania, Kazakhstan, and Montenegro next time. And all those Kazakhstan guys are going to be saying, my wife.
They're going to be doing Big Lebowski references.
What a long way to go to call back my thing. Absolutely wonderful.
There it
Shouts
is.
To you, Mike Thomas.
They make Dimitri said they may get to face Luxembourg. There's a couple. It should be. So this is what I was asking before. Like, is England being in Group B embarrassing, or does it allow them to maybe not overextend themselves in these quote unquote glorified friendlies? Like, how much stock are we putting in winning Nations League and being consistent in that? Is it a time to treat it like a friendly where you can try and experiment with lineups, or are you really just trying to win every single game?
If what my theory is correct, that Nations League will eventually, probably maybe not soon, but eventually will be bigger than the Euros. Because it's going to be a more consistent competition as far as how often it's played.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, if we're going to start to put more and more stock in the Nations League, which I think they should, I think the idea of treating the international game almost like a club sport where there's promotion and relegation, there's groups and the whole nine, if we're going to do that, then I think the only proper thing is that it's going to continue to grow in importance. And I think you should be embarrassed. I mean, who knows how long they stay in Group B, but they should be embarrassed that they were relegated to begin with, especially when people are talking as if England should be one of the favorites to win the World Cup. You lost to a team that didn't even qualify for the World Cup, the same team you couldn't beat in the final of the Euros, and then you get relegated because of it. I mean, at the end of the day, these things are all negative. You haven't won in five. You haven't scored from open play. All anyone talks about is how this is your golden era. This is your golden generation. You're going into the World Cup with the most, with the best, you know, the deepest national team, the best forwards. You guys are looking great left and right. You're hearing a lot of jokes from us about you losing to America, you losing to Wales. But these things have to start become a little bit of a reality. And I know the U.S. men's national team didn't play well, but these things have to start to scare you a little bit. You might not get out of the group stage if you can't get out of this slump.
Look, and the U.S. men's national team has a Nations League trophy. England does not.
And also, we beat our rival. You couldn't even beat Italy.
Right? Losing that 1-0 loss to Italy, I think, did a lot more for the confidence of Italy after, you know, they are missing out on the World Cup this year. Mm-hmm. But it felt like it was a more meaningful game to them. Obviously, I don't know. They need to, they have to take what they can get, right? They have an opportunity to at least remain in Nations League in their group and not get relegated, which is, if Italy got relegated, just imagine the news stories around that already missing the World Cup, and it would have caused a lot more frustration. But this is Gareth Southgate had a comment that I
crying into his skull. Oh, someone said, "Where's Jamal when you need him?"
But he basically Gareth Southgate said that he's being realistic. I don't have the quote in front of me, but he said that my job is going to be, the important part of my job is how we do in the World Cup, not pretty much anything else.
No. He didn't say that. What did he say? His quote is hilarious. I forgot where I saw it, but Gareth Southgate said, contracts are irrelevant in football.
Right.
I know I'm going to be judged on how well we do in the World Cup, which is his way of saying it. Don't fire me. You know? What if I distract you with mentioning the World Cup? He might not make it to the World Cup. Is it too late to fire Gareth Southgate?
Yes, it's way too late. You have to let him go to the World Cup. I mean, he's been a good manager. He's gotten them to you know, a Euros final. I don't understand this is generally how the job as a manager is. You're not going to make everyone happy, because even if you win games, but it's like, no, but he didn't pick the players he should have, or whatever.
Sure, there's always going to be something to complain. But if you are someone who works for the FA, the English mm-hmm. National Team FA, whatever your version of U.S. soccer is.
the FA, yes.
Yeah, yeah. If you let's say you work there, and part of your job is to be in that conference room when the decision is made about Gareth Southgate, you know you haven't won in five. You're heading into the World Cup in the poorest form you've been in since probably in the last 15 years. I forgot what the date was. Roy Hodgson, no, 2014. So 8 years. You haven't been this bad in 8 years. And you're about to go into a World Cup where it's going to be a relatively rough group stage, because you have two nations who are looking forward to try to beat you.
Right, but you're also the favorites in that group.
Regardless, you're heading in extremely poor form. The longer you wait, the worse it's going to be. What is your reasoning for not making the decision to sack him and bring someone in who can solidify this team?
Who? All right. Well, that's already... The second part is no one else is going to solidify the team. There's no one who's going to sort that out that quickly. And I would argue that England are not in some terrible run of form. They lost.
They lost in their last five. And they're one.
No. They haven't won in their last five.
They haven't won in the last five.
They lost 1-0 to Italy. They lost.
They haven't scored.
The 4-0 to Hungary.
The only other team that hasn't played as well as them offensively is San Marino.
They drew to Italy 0-0.
A resort. They are playing as bad as a resort.
They drew to England, to Germany 1-1. And lost Hungary 1-0 before that. So it's not, yes, are they not scoring? You are correct. It's not, this is not the best situation to be in, but they do have one more game left. Let's see how that goes. It doesn't feel like the players have turned on him or anything of the sort. They've had a bad, rough, you know, couple games. To me, it's not because
remember, you're in a conference.
But I don't value the Nations League, the results.
Oh, you mean the only way to warm up for the World Cup? They've got one match left before they go to the World Cup. And you're like, who cares?
I'm not saying who cares.
We just got relegated. It don't matter. Nothing's real, dude.
It's just you got relegated from a friendly. That's all. That's it.
But this is how you qualify. This is how you get into things. This is how you prepare as a nation. It's not like Manchester United.
There's not enough time to... you give them this World Cup, and then you decide. That's it.
So you're willing to forego the peak of your golden generation because you were too scared to make a decision.
Too scared?
Yeah. What?
You should be scared at who was going to come and replace him.
Buddy.
Who's going to come and replace him? Roy Hodgson?
We got options. First of all, Roy Hodgson, he would have to be wheeled to the sideline. But here, we've got options. Here's some names. In fact, if you're in the chat, throw in some names of some options.
Hit subscribe on YouTube if you got some names.
Yo, hell yeah, dude. Be a member, bro. In fact, if you super chat, I guarantee you I'll read your name. Mm-hmm. I'll read whatever it is you write. Unless it says something that's going to get me canceled. We've got some ideas. One, Jose Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho is gonna leave his
lured away.
The man is in a Stormzy video. He's at the peak of his career. He's
what
doing,
he says.
Okay.
When you call him, he. Wait, all right. So Christian calls Jose Mourinho. Jose Mourinho goes, Christian.
I prefer not to speak.
If I speak, I am in trouble. And Christian's like, wait, I think there's something wrong with your phone. I can't hear you. He goes, no, it's because I have my finger over my mouth. I'm not speaking. Okay. Pochettino is available. Thank you, Bay Area Gooner. What about Pochettino? Terrible option, by the way.
No. It's not enough time.
What about the big man? Scammer from the north. Sam Allardyce.
Old Scam Allardyce.
Huh?
Allardyce, as they say. Okay.
That's when he's wheeling and dealing, drinking a pint of red wine.
No.
I'm not done.
All right.
About Steve Cooper, which is the Nottingham Forest manager, if I'm not mistaken, would be a great option.
Okay.
But I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Eddie Howe, not going to go anywhere. Sam Dyche would get them playing in a style that would probably get them really far in the World Cup.
Just the old Burnley manager?
Bro, just route one, my G. I need 8 of you in here, and I need 2 of you out there.
Everybody's wearing goalkeeper gloves.
Bro, all right, guess what? I'm calling up 11 center backs. The heaviest one's play center back. The lightest one is a forward.
Patrick Vieira? That's actually not a bad shout. Anywhere. But he's not going anywhere. Look.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Well,
hold on, Jurgen Klinsmann.
Pep Guardiola, of course.
Yeah. No. Jurgen Klinsmann ain't got no job.
I thought you said Klopp. Anyway.
Klinsmann.
Klinsmann. No.
Arsene Wenger.
Fans wouldn't support it. It would be too problematic.
Arsene Wenger, dude.
It, the safer decision is to keep Gareth Southgate there.
So we're getting into the mind of Christian Polanco.
If you replace him now.
Your thing is to sit and hold on to mediocrity for longer because that's easier than taking a chance, going for a home run. That's a reference the English will understand. Then a Hail Mary toss.
You can strike out pretty soon. You could look really bad swinging for the fences.
You've looked bad.
You're not getting any hits. You look worse if you swing for a home run.
Here's what I'm saying.
And you miss.
It's 2-2.
Terribly.
You need a win to get into the playoffs. And I'm saying go up there and Panenka, baby.
You need
that's what I'm saying.
You need consistency, stability, trust with a manager, especially an international manager, that the players, you don't get
you read a book about relationships and now you're trying to bring this into this.
Okay.
I'm saying we go out, we go to a bar, things ain't going well at home. Right?
Okay.
You get a little drunk and you see who you wake up next to.
Exactly. Right.
Sam Allen, guys. No, I shouldn't have drank that pint glass of red wine.
It would be wildly irresponsible to get rid of Gareth Southgate right now. That's it. You will have a worse result at the World Cup.
Give me 3 reasons why it's too irresponsible. Let me finish. To replace someone who has absolutely, abjectly failed. Over the last few months. And that is how you will be going into the World Cup. And there are some questions as to whether he's lost the locker room or not. Knowing that, what are 3 reasons why we should keep him?
there are questions that he's lost the locker room.
Yeah.
According to whom exactly?
Me, the son, the father, and the Holy Spirit, bro.
3 reasons. Like I said, you need a level of.
Bay Area going to say Christian's Everton is showing.
You need
give me 3 reasons.
Everton, 3 reasons. Who have lost manager after manager after 6 months, and how has that worked out?
Christian's like, you got to trust them because the English national team is getting a new stadium. And we don't want to be relegated to the championship. Give me 3 reasons.
You need consistency with your manager and the confidence in the players that they're going to, one, play in whatever system that they've been playing in for the last, I don't know, Gareth Southgate's been there, what, 4 years, last 3 years? I'm saying the same thing, just that
Andrew Johnson said his fancy vest.
The trust, just the fact that if you bring in another manager and you change whatever system is in place, I think you will hurt the confidence of the players that are already there. You won't know who's going to be. They don't know if they're going to get called up to World Cup or not. They don't know. They need a leader to follow.
No, hold on. Let me
Gavin
answer before
Southgate.
You get to the other 2, and I do want 2 others because I don't agree with you. Before you get to that.
No, I want more because the reasons you have given me are not sufficient.
No, you gave me
for
1.
My stupid questions.
You gave me 1, and I don't think that's enough because here's the truth. If for some reason Greg Berhalter were to get sacked tomorrow, maybe something comes out where he was like, I think the Cooligan should be hired, and U.S. Soccer was like, well, then clearly we have to fire this man. Let's say we're sacked tomorrow. The next thing that would happen is they would hire somebody. And the thing that would happen immediately after that is that person, whoever they are, would get on the phone with their players. And they would say, hey, I want you to know this is the style I'm going to play.
Right.
I believe in you. I'm going
to
call
How many training sessions are you going to have before the World Cup to be able to implement those things?
I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying...
So what? That is not a valid reason?
No, because you haven't given... Hold on. I'm answering your one reason. There's confidence and all that. You will get a phone call from the manager. You will get a sense of, am I in this person's plans or not? You're going to get a sense of, does this person trust me or not? It's not just going to be a big question mark until the World Cup squad is announced.
Of course.
So, number one, I'm not so sure that that's a big enough reason, because I think there's enough to counter that. Especially if you bring someone in...
Why would the players trust that this manager has the best in mind for the whole team and for them as an individual? They haven't worked with them.
I don't get that, because it doesn't matter.
You don't think players... We've spoken to players and they've been like, yo, this coach is trash. I don't like him. He doesn't like me. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You don't think that's going to happen? Especially with no time to prepare. You haven't even worked together.
Okay, first of all, players are in a group chat, right? If you and I get a phone call from our agent, and I get a phone call and they're like, hey, Alexis, I just want to say, cool, you guys are doing a good job. I'd be like, yo, man, I had a phone call with our agent. It was real short. And you're like, what are you talking about? We talked for 2 hours.
Right.
We had a good time. I'd be like, oh, no. I'm not in the plans. There's ways where you can figure that out. It's not just this big question mark. Like, I don't think they have the best intentions for me. You'll know that in the phone call. You'll know that in the conversation.
Bro, you don't know that until you're actually playing and how the coach manages and what decisions they make and what subs they make. Forget all this, bro. That's
okay, so what are the other two options? Because I still don't think that's good enough.
I don't. This is done. You're never going to accept any reason I give.
No, I will accept it if they're good. So one is you're not going to have confidence in the new manager, and two, you said it was like not enough to bond.
For the players to learn the system and be prepared for a World Cup.
Okay, can I rebut that? What if it's a very rudimentarily easy system? What if it is someone like a Sam Deitch and he comes in and goes, all right, fellas.
Then the risk is, the fans are like, this is trash. I hate watching this. We're not winning. Or
have you seen what they're saying now?
I'm just saying, look, it will be worse if you get rid of Southgate. That's a fact.
It would
be a complete mess. Just be mad at him. Be mad at him at the World Cup and move on. That's it. Because it will be worse if you get rid of him.
I'm putting in a poll because I just don't agree. I think right now might be the time to replace Gareth Southgate. You've got one more match. It's probably not enough, but at least you'll have that little bit of a camp on the run-up to the first match in the World Cup, where you get a chance to say, like, all right, fellas, this is, everyone is agreeing with you, by the way.
Or
at least
shock.
Two-thirds are agreeing with you. And maybe it is a little too late, but if you are England, you cannot go into this World Cup with a lot of confidence. The next match, you have to win, like, by sheer dominance.
Which may not happen. I don't even know who they play. They play either Italy, Germany, or Hungary. I'm assuming it's Germany. I think Germany's the last team that they haven't played. Yeah,
it is Germany. Oh, bro.
Yeah, and it's not, and Germany's not playing well either. So they could
about
use.
About to get dusted though.
Nah, I don't think so. I think Germany's also been in some poor form as well.
Well, this match is, by the time you're listening to this match already happened, but it's happening right after we record this. So. Maybe I sound like an idiot, or maybe some of y'all are like, hey, man, this Alexis got some good ideas.
Okay. The Bay Raguna said, England ain't been down this bad since the Revolutionary War.
You know, they don't even teach that.
They don't. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, they don't. I mean, do they ignore it completely?
They just don't. People are like, we don't get it. Like, you could call an English person.
Hey, oh, we got a delivery. Hey.
It's the first. Yeah, what's up? You live, baby. You're live.
Yeah.
What's your name, Chief?
Thank you. Charlie. Y'all.
Charlie. Thank you, boss.
Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, right, take care of that.
Take it easy. All right, Charlie.
Look, finally, somebody came through the door.
Right? Y'all thought it was going to be Mourinho.
Take it easy, baby.
That's why we did this. Was for that.
We got some decorations. Got some supplies. Got delivered. All right.
Such a great I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I was like, man, maybe people will walk through the door.
Okay.
Shouts to everybody who said, no, it's not too late. You 30% are real ones. The rest of you are like him and only buying legacy stocks. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, where's all my Dogecoin?
Alexis hates stability. He's like, when he sees more than $100 in his bank account, he's like, nah, this don't feel right.
Yo, I got an itch, man. Actually, you know what? That's actually quite true. Wifey was like, oh, what's your savings looking like? I don't know. I just move it around, baby.
Milton said, speaking of the delivery guy, he said, my man, you want to coach England?
Yo, Charlie, what are your thoughts on a 4-2-3-1?
Oh, hilarious. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Mario Salazar said, I totally thought that was a bathroom. Why would we have frosted glass on a bathroom?
Like it's a shower.
Bro, so I can press my butt up against it.
Okay. The Bryce Jackson said, I know I made a joke about it being an Amazon fulfillment center break room. I didn't think Amazon would actually show up.
That to me is just the greatest thing that could have happened.
So they usually leave the packages outside the door.
I guess they heard us.
Yeah, I didn't think they.
Charlie was like, "Oh, we good. I could just walk in."
Okay, Charlie, you're on the show now.
Charlie, yo, we gotta get it. We need you to sign a release, Charlie.
Okay, because I don't know if we're slandering you right now. Okay. All right. So a couple other things I wanted to make sure we talked about. We spent a lot of time talking about Gareth Southgate.
Oh, you mean the thing that's the title and the thumbnail?
I'm just saying about specifically about Gareth Southgate and Alexis's bloodthirsty desire to remove him from this earth.
Can I ask one more question about Gareth Southgate? Is it a positive for the U.S. men's national team that Gareth Southgate is going to be England's manager in the World Cup?
I don't think it matters. It's.
So you think the manager of a national team you have to go up against in a group doesn't
matter? Well, we have to also, today we have to put Gio Reyna's interview in the show, mm-hmm. on the podcast. So if you're watching live, the Gio Reyna interview, and we did ask him about...
Did it air on the other one?
It did air on the
other
one, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you'll hear it on the podcast a little bit later, but the... we did ask him, I posted a clip on TikTok, so at least we can reference it here. Oh, I don't think you won't be able to hear it. Anyway, but the Gio Reyna essentially said that, you know, as far as playing England, like he's just like, yo, they're a good team. They're favorited in the group, and we're literally just gonna try our best. So I don't think it really matters.
He didn't say anything you wouldn't have said if you were in the team either. He's like, yeah, clearly they're the favorites.
You're the one who told Gio Reyna that three Lions are about to get slaughtered. And he just chuckled because there's no way he can respond.
You couldn't see it in the camera, but he's that mean. My guy. He's like, you see the vision.
So, but
and he was like, wait, who are you? You didn't introduce yourself.
It was fun. Make sure you watch the interview either on YouTube or listen to the podcast, because we did get a lot of fun comments about Gio Reyna and
Jude Bellingham,
right?
And you got to hear the interview. It's pretty dope. We'll put it on the end. So when you listen to this podcast, you'll hear it.
Yes.
So for those of you watching
and
right now,
and the clip will be available on YouTube as well. Okay. So what was the 73% to 28%. So
26%.
26% saying that it is too late. I couldn't read it. It was just too small.
No, it's all good.
So I'm right again. Here goes. All right. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was the Spanish women's national team. If I don't know if you guys heard about this story, but the Spanish women's team, 15 players have sent in a letter, basically saying
they've asked to not be chosen for the next round.
Right. They do not want to be called in because they feel that they are saying that that the training methods of their head coach are harming their emotional state and health. You can see it there. There's a specific quote says the Federation said it was, quote, an unprecedented situation in the history of football, both male and female in Spain and worldwide. Look, this is a bold stance. And for 15 players to all come together and say like, yo, we're not, don't call us in until you fix this.
Right. This isn't good enough.
It has to be to a degree that it's that bad that all the players, came to a consensus and said, like, yo, we should not.
Right. And I'm assuming anymore. That it probably was like one of those like player only meetings where a few players were like, are y'all also experiencing this? Because I wish there was more information about what exactly it is that's causing this, because we don't know.
Right.
But whatever it is, it's got to be bad enough when a whole squad is like, yo, we don't want to be in this. That's usually not a good sign. I remember when I played baseball a long time ago, coach was like crazy with practice. We only practiced so many days a week, and he would make us run and run and run. And the first person to like say, yo, I'm not doing this, was his son. His son just like, threw the baseball gloves, like the batting gloves, just threw them down and said, yo, I'm out, and just straight walked away. And we were like, you could do that?
Wow.
I don't live that far from here, bro. I could go home right now, and I don't need to run. But after that, there was a bit of a mutiny, and we got him to be like, yo, you need to relax. Like, these games ain't that intense. We're kids. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to be in this peak condition to play. You know what I mean? So there was, you know, the coach changed after that. That's the only experience I've had where we've been like, hey, man, blah, blah. But it's usually one chip has to fall. You know what I mean?
Right.
You would assume it was me if it was not running. But I'm assuming that's what happened here because we don't know any more information.
Yeah, it's I think based on the degree of, you know, of their protest, I would. It's hard to not side with them. Right.
Of course. It also feels like maybe they're protecting a specific player as well. And not making it about them. You know what I mean?
Maybe, okay.
It feels like maybe as a unit, they've decided like one person is really being affected by this. Let's all stand in unison. And you know what? You know the thing of like the teacher goes like, if you don't tell me who did it, then you're all in trouble. And everyone's like, I did it. Yeah, you all unify. Have you ever done that?
I've never done that.
Yeah,
no,
I did it. Christian's like, he did it.
I've never been in a, you know, after school special of a movie.
You never done that?
No.
Oh, dude, we did that.
Because you were a bunch of bad kids.
Yeah, like, man, I think we did that like 2 times, actually.
Nah, I was in school with good kids. Yeah. Behaved.
Yeah. Have you ever cheated on a test?
I'm sure.
If
yeah.
You have to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I've cheated. I'm trying to think of like how I specifically cheated. And I've never done anything that elaborate. Maybe looking over at somebody's paper. Oh. That's about it.
Have I ever told you about like the foolproof way I created a scam to cheat?
No.
Okay. So multiple choice, right? Mm-hmm. What you do is you're not allowed.
You have told
us. Okay. Have I told this on the show?
I think you have. Yes.
In case I haven't. You're not allowed to be like, yo, what's the answer for number 4? You're not allowed. But you know what you are allowed to do? Go, hey, teach, that's a good one on number 4, man. That's tough. And they're like, okay, thank you, Alexis. But that was an alert to the class to say, I don't know the answer for number 4. Mm-hmm. So A was right here. No, A was here. B was here. C was here. D was here. So all of a sudden, everyone in class would be like, dusting something off, or they would scratch their leg, or everyone would scratch the back of their heads, or maybe stretch and rub their head. If you made that motion, then I could be like, you know, the phone a friend. Like, remember they would poll and who wants to be a millionaire?
Right, right.
I could quickly scan the room and see like, so oh.
You see question number 4, you look at the third base coach and see what they
And I slid into home plate.
Foolproof. Nobody could ever figure this out.
Bro, we destroyed these classes. Me and the team high-fiving afterwards. It was amazing, bro.
Okay, PFC Manor said there was a podcast about the Spanish women's national team around the World Cup last time that showed. They've been fighting with their FA for years, trying to remember what it was. Think it was we came to win as far as the podcast. So, but the main thing here is I think the high profile injury, because this was one of the things that they were talking about, essentially that the training methods were putting the players in danger, and this is why the players
like
didn't
physically
work. Physically. And then so
what are they doing in training?
I don't know, but their best player,
this is Sparta. I'm like, I don't think this is
Alexia Putellas. Yeah. She tore her ACL a couple months ago, and obviously she may miss the work. She missed the what did she miss? The Champions League final? I think she was on one of the teams that played in the Champions League. I don't remember. But she is one of the 15 players that that are part of this group. And it feels like maybe this is a bit of a response to that. Like maybe she and the team feel like maybe this injury wouldn't have happened if the training methods were a bit more responsible. It's hard to say, but the way that the Spanish FA responded to this was basically completely throwing all the players under the bus and saying like, you know, like essentially it's like a disgrace. And this was another detail that I saw that they were not happy with, that the players weren't happy with. Apparently the
Chief Footy says she missed the women's Euros.
The women's Euros. Okay. So the apparently the Spanish FA put out like you know, or leaked or whatever, publicly put out the emails.
The emails that, with the players corresponding with the FA.
Yeah, and the players were really, really upset with that.
Obviously.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, you just...
Imagine you went to HR and then they were like, something against your boss.
Yeah.
And then HR was like, well, actually, let's go to the emails where you first started. And you're like, no.
I posted them on Facebook, no. Obviously everybody can
also,
see.
Also, real quick, let's just go through her search history. You're like, no. There's no reason to do that. Four guys in a locker room. I mean, it's a podcast, I swear.
So it just feels like a very vindictive sort of relationship.
Well, it looks like the FA is not siding with the players without saying it, mm-hmm. by being like, we can put out things. We can. It's a little bit of a pressure move.
Right. It puts the Federation in a tough situation. Right. But if to me, it's easier to replace a coach than it is the players. Right. So 15 players are like, hey, this is really not going well. Right. We don't like this. And the players, I think, also said that they weren't specifically asking for the coach to get removed. They just want the training methods to not be what they perceive as dangerous.
Right. And also, they were very incorrectly announced to have resigned from the national team, which also is not true. They have been asked to not be chosen for the next selection.
Yeah. Which is...
So, by the way, don't forget, next summer, a Women's World Cup is coming up. So... these are the types of things you need to handle now.
And you can't, and you know, it's not an, as far as getting called up, I mean, if anyone's not aware, you can't just be like, nah, I don't want to go to this.
You kind of can, though.
I got plans this, no, not really. Not without some sort of penalty.
Oh, no, there's a punishment for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I'm saying you can, like, you know, Carlos Vela is an example where he's like, he's eligible to play for the Mexican national team, but he has specifically said, I do not call me anymore. I am done playing for the Mexican national team.
Right.
And if they call him up, it would just be a bad look on their part because he's being very clear that he doesn't.
I'm going to say no.
Right.
But don't be so thirsty, bro.
As opposed to like...
She said no, my G. Stop texting her. You getting ghosted for a reason.
But federations don't take very kindly to players being like, I don't want to get called in for this window.
Right.
It's not a thing. Because it creates a situation. They're trying to build the roster. And if they want to make sure that if they call you in, that you're going to show up.
Also, they want...
Of course, it's a business. Yeah. It is what it is. But it's definitely something to keep track of. I wonder what they're going to have to come to some sort of agreement on what's going to happen. But as fans of any team, it's as far as the court of public opinion, it's on the player side. So the federation in Spain has to figure out what they're going to do quickly.
Also, I know the Spanish women's national team has had moments where they haven't looked good, but we've seen it up close when we saw the youth players, the U15 Barcelona women's team. They look like world beaters. I think everyone.
Right.
How many daughters did Xavi have? or Iniesta, because it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
So a team like this, I'm expecting should do well in the Women's World Cup coming up next year. So hopefully they can put this aside. Maybe they can make some adjustments to the training, something that is a little bit less dangerous to the players, and they can kind of get back to the national team.
I wonder
team.
What it is. It's just, we've heard these stories often in like NWSL.
I heard it's that the coach makes them do an intro at the beginning of training.
Bro. File some sort of lawsuit.
And they're like, yo, this dude is an old head, bro.
Okay, so the next thing I want to get to is the Sidemen charity match. Anybody see this?
This thing was a full-blown spectacle.
This was a hit, bro. This game was more viewed than most... just football matches anywhere, dude.
By a lot.
Dude, it's the Sidemen. Who are Sidemen?
Sidemen are KSI. KSI and like his friends.
Yeah. And so KSI is what exactly? I'm a little out of touch.
He used to be a FIFA gamer.
Yeah, because I've seen him on
Twitch. Massive gooner.
He got kicked off Twitch. He did something, right?
Maybe. I don't think he did get kicked off Twitch. He's too big for that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. He's very...
He's also put out music. Now he's like legitimately a rapper. He did a song with Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Like legitimately.
Right.
Like has bars.
I'm not aware. Okay.
He's also owner of Prime, the water, the energy drink. Paul. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Or Jake Paul. That I saw.
One of the Pauls. And they're the official sideline drink of Arsenal.
Wow.
Like, this dude is no joke. This dude started as a FIFA gamer that screamed a lot and has developed his career. He's a multi-millionaire, owns mansions. That said,
YouTuber, rapper, songwriter, boxer.
Yes, that's right. He boxed. He's also jacked. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm trying to get my friend to hook up with him. whatchamacallit? Like, he's this is no joke. So they did a they've done these charity matches before. You know, hashtag United is an official club now. It started as one of these. You know, this is like another step forward in the direction of new media, which is kind of weird to call it new media, because really we should be calling the other thing old media. You know, things like linear TV, things like radio, terrestrial radio.
Things like saying your name at the beginning of a show.
You took my punchline. It was my third one. Things like intros. But good job, man.
Maybe if KSI would introduce himself, I would know who he was.
Yeah, that's what it is. You've watched a million videos, but you're like, who is this gentleman that keeps screaming over FIFA?
Okay.
But yeah, so they're huge. So they did a, they do these charity matches. They used to do them in Wembley. I'm not sure what stadium this is.
It feels like, it was a big stadium. This was in Charlton Athletic Stadium. Yeah. I saw the ticket somebody posted.
And look, some of these guys grew up in England, so they've got some real skills. Right. Mini Minter, you know who that guy is, right?
No idea.
He's probably the most famous YouTuber in the world for the thing he does. I think it's, what's the one where it's blocks you build? World of Warcraft?
No, that's Minecraft.
Minecraft. I think he's a Minecraft guy, and I think he's the number one Minecraft guy ever.
The main thing, people are explaining.
No, but apparently he's like legitimately a footballer. Like,
right. So, and I just wanted to, so as far as what was popping up on my feed, pretty much on every social media app, was this dude, iShowSpeed.
An American,
who I've seen a bunch, and I started seeing him pop up on TikTok more.
I saw him because he did the fireworks in his house and almost burnt his house down.
I saw that, but after I saw the other talking, because he did the I think he would do watch alongs or react to, or he would play FIFA.
He screams a lot. This seems to be the way.
The screaming, people are big fans of the screaming, and I think we're doing it all wrong. Yeah, we're not screaming enough,
bro. You want to do intros? We should just be starting the show.
So, but I want to play this because this is
Grimzy in the chat, bro.
Hey, Grimzy, what's good?
What's good? Check out Grimzy's TikTok if you haven't. This dude does 10 rules shirts I've seen today on the subway.
And you know why? Grimzy does not say his name ever.
No. He don't need to. He knows the rules. We got 10 seconds, baby.
Okay. But so this kid, iShowSpeed, he's a young kid. I see, you know, he's obviously very loud, very boisterous. He loves Ronaldo.
Yeah.
You know, he
must not have Googled his name.
He had that audio clip that went viral of him saying, Ronaldo, suey, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever.
He does that as a joke. Like he knows. Yeah.
Right. But so, I don't know how good he is, but this is a highlight video that was put together, so we can look at it and react to it a little bit. This look, does he have all the skill in the world? Not really, but
the kid's all heart and studs.
He just threw himself with a dangerous ass slide tackle.
Just a bunch. Look
a
at this.
A bunch. I mean. This was, he was aggressive.
He also scored wild offside and celebrated. He also took the shirt away from a streaker.
A streaker. Somebody ran onto the pitch, held up a messy shirt.
But he was wearing a GoPro on his chest.
Right.
Looked like a cop body cam, you know? And
we see a handball here. He's not super coordinated.
This clearly wasn't the sport he grew up with.
right.
He's very athletic.
But very athletic, without a doubt. I think people were intimidated by him mainly because they didn't want like a 2 foot to the chest.
Yeah. Which is what you do, right? You know that thing of like when you go to jail, you punch the biggest guy day one? That's what he did. He slid tackled KSI. He said, this your thing? Swamp, but take you out.
This is what the British think Americans play soccer like. You know what I mean? Like this is, but he had a couple really, like, look, I've never played in a league where you were allowed to slide tackle. So
Luke Sturgio said, Christian, I'm sorry, you sound like a middle-aged white man trying to understand his kid's YouTube interests. Who are these four guys in a locker room? Glasses down at the end of your nose.
Sure. Look, I think at some point we're all gonna age out of stuff. I think I'm perfectly fine with that.
Christian's like, well, I wouldn't be so against you using the computer in the living room if they would just introduce themselves.
So no. this is part of this makes me happy. The fact that there's look, this game had at one point I think something like 2.2 to 2.5 million viewers concurrent viewers.
It's not like over time a bunch of 12-year-olds watched it 3 times,
right,
and got them to 2.5. At one point, there were 2.5 million individual people staring at their screens as this game was happening.
Right. So this is
the All-Star Game.
100%.
You guys said you wouldn't enjoy an All-Star Game. This is it. The problem is you just can't use professionals.
I get that, but as far as the spectacle of it all,
right?
This is, this is something to like really respect. You would hope that in the U.S. a game like this could occur, and I mean they apparently raised £1 million for a charity.
Huge.
That is unreal.
That's so heavy.
That is something to be like incredibly right. Wow. Yeah. Great.
No. Okay. No.
Charlie, come in here.
Charlie's like, nah, man. You guys gotta cut that shit. He takes the boxes back. He's like, nah, y'all getting these tomorrow.
So, I think it's something to be incredibly. I think it just shows what the future of the game is going to look like, and the fact
it also shows the future of what popularity means.
And look, as far as influencers and blah blah blah, you hate influencer and blah, yo, this is becoming they're more famous than some of these players,
bro. If you say, oh, influencer, as soon as you say that, you dusty. You just don't get it, bro.
So the one thing is,
I'm on Euphoria.
This is my one gripe, I guess, with Speed and the whole spectacle of it all. Because part of me genuinely feels, and this is maybe as a comic, maybe as a person of color, I'm just like, are they, as an American, I'm like, are they... like laughing with him
or at
him, and my
all of YouTube doesn't care.
I'm
if you laugh at us, put it in the chat, hit the like button. Don't care.
It is a, you know, I'm not here to do a think piece on the whole thing.
Yeah,
but it is a little bit like I think, and just from a footballing perspective, I think the British. They're not threatened by somebody like Speed because he's like a silly American doing silly. He's
a caricature. What's a sideshow act.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's like, they don't genuinely care about his like footballing opinions.
I don't think anyone here has anyone that actually genuinely cares about, no one on that pitch. People don't generally care about their footballing opinion. Right. They are all, and I'm going to say, this is going to sound like I'm being disrespectful and I'm not, they're all caricatures. Like, you're the guy who does blank. You're the guy who does blank. Yeah. You're the guy who screams and runs a lot and sounds super American when you're talking about sports. Like you said, Ronaldo, Sue, or whatever.
Suey.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're all things you do that sort of, they're like catchphrases. Like, this is the thing you do. This
right.
is
wrestling, so, almost. Yeah.
So to some degree, like, no one there is really getting a ton of respect anyway.
Joe Whitlock said, I show Speed is greater than Wan-Bissaka.
It might be, and I love it.
But that was a very common joke, too. A lot of people were saying, like, oh, this player is better than Harry Maguire, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And that's the fun of it all, like the ridiculousness of it. But I think the bigger picture, at least for me, what I think about is, like, that there is a way to have a career and make money in being a little, not, it's not about not self-aware, but like making fun of yourself at the entertainment of others.
It's like, no different than someone who does like Chris Farley, who would be like, you know, he was very famous for saying like, oh, you know, everybody laughs when the fat guy falls. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
So he kind of did it to himself. I mean, you know, there's a lot of questions about mental health.
Yeah, it ended very poorly.
Yeah. No, and by the way, it will for most people who do that. You know what I mean? It's like not an easy way of going through life is being the butt of the joke. You know what I mean? So there certainly is questions about that. But
a nice Cobra said was a little minstrel showing to me. Minstrel show-ish.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, if Speed doesn't care about that, then should we?
I don't know if care is the right word.
That is the word I use. Though. Sounds, if he doesn't care,
I'm not putting that much emotional investment in it. Make your money, like do your thing. I mean, it is truly incredible. He's literally one of the most famous people on the internet right now, especially
and relatively new.
Yeah. So
he just started screaming a couple years
literally,
ago.
Literally, like, I don't want anybody to perceive this as some sort of hate, but there is some sort of cultural significance of the things, of whatever you do, what I do and put out into the world.
Christian in a dashiki showing up to speak, like, nah, my brother. Your kufi on? Nah, my brother, this ain't the way forward, my
dude. Okay, call me Dr. Umar Polanco. You know. Okay.
Hey, yo, tell your wife, not now, don't come in the room.
Because, no, so and the minstrel show, I'm not even necessarily saying it's a race thing, but of a soccer knowledge thing.
It is a
for
very
the English,
like,
it's like all these comical Americans. Yeah, they don't know the game and they're just bouncing around out there.
There is a very like dance for us.
Yeah,
American.
So that part of it, they like they love that. But as far when we say something about positive about Christian Pulisic, it's these damn Americans don't know anything about this sport.
They're gonna ruin it. They want a shot clock.
But if we put Alexis in an extra small kit out there and
just
running around.
Doing the running man. I mean, it's a sensation.
Okay. And you're going to be like, yo, these Americans, that's so funny.
Oh, God. They're just here for our enjoyment, aren't they?
Okay.
Christian versus Speed in a charity boxing match.
Bro, I would lose immediately. Yeah.
That kid is all athleticism, bro. Christian ain't got the stamina.
Bro, you think I got upper body strength?
Bro, he's going to have to tag me in and then I'm going to die too. Andrew Johnson said, I had meetings where Logan Paul and KSI were brought up as examples of how to market a culture. 20-minute videos, 30-second clips. Yeah. You want to email us that that deck?
Luke Sturgeon said, which one is... there we go. You don't know. Boom. Okay. So, all right. There was a couple other things before we wrap up. Oh, yeah. This was probably the highlight for me.
Chunks,
bro. And this...
For all the big dudes or formerly big dudes.
He's thin now?
Yeah, he lost a ton of weight. You haven't seen?
No, I have not seen.
Over the last few years, he got his hairline back.
But this was this weekend. He's still pretty chunky.
Yeah, but he was a big okay. boy. He wouldn't have been able to play a couple of years ago.
Okay. Chunks.
This man has been working out for years. He looks great.
Chunks is another, internet personality in England and is also an incredibly good footballer. I saw a clip of him taking free kicks with Youngman's son. You ever see this?
Yes.
And he was like, oh, let's take a warm-up one. And he cracks it to a top bins. And even someone was like, oh my God, that was good.
He was like,
there's nothing I can show you. You know what I mean? But this is Chunks. This is after a slide tackle from Speed. Which do you think he got? You think it was clean?
No.
Ref said play on.
That 100% is a red card any other time besides this.
But definitely caught the ball a little bit. But Chunks.
I'm surprised Speed didn't get punched in the face.
Chunks from like 30 yards.
Granit Xhaka.
Bro.
Test the keeper.
This is a hit, bro. I mean, no power, really. Just chipped it.
No. He placed it. He placed it in the top bin.
This was an incredible.
You say you want me to put that in the top cabinet? I got you.
Absolutely incredible strike. If you're listening to this, go just look up Chunks on Twitter, bro.
Ben just Skolnick said he'd beat the soiling out of Christian.
Bro, we're gonna box. Bro. He's gonna end up slide tackling me.
Yo, if you tag me and he punches me and like Sonic the Hedgehog, instead of rings, Doritos comes bouncing out of me.
I would need Speed would have to like agree to be make sure there'd be no kicks and no elbows.
He'd have to agree to let us tie his legs and one arm behind his back.
So that was a wild a goal.
A nice goal brew called us Hotepigans.
Bro, we'll take it.
Nah, my brother, this ain't the way forward, my G. Our culture is suffering.
Yo, we could be the soccer Hoteps. Yo, that's it. That's a good brand.
It's a brand for sure. not the one I want. my wife would leave me immediately. But I do want to say congratulations. They raise a ton of money for charity. And that, at the end of the day, is if you're going to be given a platform and some type of power and celebrity, to use it to benefit others is such a wonderful thing. Shouts to everybody who made that a part of their, you know, who put out an effort to be there and to play the game and to do all that and to donate. It's just absolutely incredible.
Right. Okay. So we should wrap up, but we should wrap up with this.
Why are you showing this?
Because this is absolutely hilarious. Shout out to Couch Sports Adam.
Couch Sports Football, baby.
Yeah. Who's the homie for
really talented. Back in check him out on Twitch.
But he sent this tweet to us this morning that says, never have I ever done a double take so quick in my life. I generally thought this was not Alexis from Soccer Cooligan.
Which is not true, dude. I'm not even blue, dog.
It's
Matt Barry.
Matt Barry?
Uh-huh. Who? Very funny comedian, was on the IT Crowd. And I was so close to working with him on What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
So close to being on the show. And the only reason I want to do it is because he's on the show.
And you could be his stunt double?
No, he is. I think that's one of the reasons I didn't get it, actually. He is absolutely hilarious. His character on IT Crowd is just one of my favorite TV characters of all time. Super, super funny. Has a very weird taste in music. It's like one of those guys that loves like really eclectic, like old rock and shit. He's just like one of those guys. But Toast of London. You ever see that show, Toast of London? Oh, great show.
Oh, no. I see too many people talk about it. I hear all the references.
No one talks about it.
And I'm like, nah.
Clem Fandango, bro? Oh, my God. It's such a great, dumb show. He was also in Smushbox or something like that. I can't remember the name of the show. But, yeah, no, super, super funny character actor and comedian.
And saying that he looks like Beast from X-Men. That was the
I think
comparison.
They're trying to push for him to be Beast in the movie.
Okay.
I think there's like a concerted effort to make him Beast. But if you look at his photo, it looks like me with long hair.
100%. But then, so that made me laugh. But then really what made me laugh harder was the tweet from Eberhardt Creative that just said.
Just Eberhardt Creative. One of the funniest.
It literally said, it's literally the same exact caption. Never have I ever done a double take so quick in my life. I genuinely thought this was not Alexis from Soccer Cooligans. And it's a pizza. In
a wife beater.
In a wife beater with a microphone next to it. Bro, again, if you're listening to this, go to our Twitter right now. It's literally the funniest photo I've ever seen. It's a greasy wife beater.
Can I just say something? You ever see a picture of someone with a dog and they actually...
Yeah.
And they say, I look like the dog, and they actually do? I really do look like this for some reason.
This is wow. I mean, this picture could play Beast in X-Men. That's how great it is.
I think this slice of pizza wearing a white beater beat me out for the part in What We Do in the Shadows.
I think we need a charity match between I Show Speed and this pizza, dude. Yeah. Boxing match.
Where'd the microphone
the
come
microphone
from?
The microphone is what really makes it.
That wasn't in the original photo, I don't think.
This is incredible. So shouts to Eberhardt Creative. One of the funniest photos I've ever seen in my life.
Legitimately hilarious. Eberhardt Creative is just always sending me really funny stuff in the DMs, man. One of our funniest followers.
Okay.
What were we talking about being the butt of the joke and how it's hard for your mental health, bro? And then you're going to do this to me? On public? On the main?
Shouts to everybody for joining us today live here on YouTube.
No. Fred Vaughn just said, guys, what happened to your podcast feed? My commute was about you. Bro, I know. So we've been getting so many DMs about people struggling to find us. Unfortunately, when we signed with Metalark, we had to create a new feed and something happened.
We thought it was going to move everybody automatically.
The Jigama who broke from the Jigama what, and now you just have to search for Cooligans and find the new feed. It's such a struggle. Everybody listening, if for those of you who have found it, thank you. For those of you who have yet to find it, we really dearly apologize for this. We weren't aware until people started DMing us. Yeah. Metalark wasn't aware either. It's an issue that we're trying to work through. But unfortunately, the only way forward is for everyone to research our name again, which
if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you didn't automatically get the new feed, just search again. If you have, I think the last episodes you may have seen in the old feed were like from August, early August. Apple is sorted out. Spotify is sorted out. And then also just recently, Google Podcasts has been sorted out. So now our old feed has been removed and the new one is there. So you may just have to, if you're using an Android phone, just search it again. And in Google Podcasts, just search the Cooligans and you'll find it has a new cover art. So you won't be confused and you won't be looking at the old feed or anything like that.
So. Also, that means all of our reviews are gone. 7 years of reviews gone. So if you are listening and you are enjoying this, please leave a review.
Correct.
It would be wonderful. Obviously, 5 stars. Or else I'm going to go in and personally block it so that people can't see it. I'm going to say, this is inappropriate.
Yes, this how this this targeted harassment has to stop.
Yeah, because people with bad taste shouldn't be responding on our stuff. By the way, Joe Whitlock said, Smushbox is a menu item at Cuckfield. that's scran.
Okay, so the people listening to this podcast, the Gio Reyna interview will be coming up just shortly.
We are here with the god, Giovanni Alejandro Reyna.
Gio, what's up, man?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's an absolute honor. This is our first time here at Signal Iduna Park. Yeah, obviously, getting to see you play. The first derby we got to witness, and we got to witness a victory. So what is the feeling after a win against Schalke?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was 3 points most important. Obviously, really physical, tough game. We got the 3 points in the end. A lot of chances I would have liked to, or as a team, to get one or two more goals.
Yeah.
Maybe me myself.
Yeah. I saw you trying to get that top bid.
Maybe me also, but
you know, it wasn't a surprise that when an American came on a pitch, you scored a goal.
I mean, there's just something happened. All right.
It was like I heard eagles crying, dude. It was amazing. But talking a little bit about America, obviously the rivalry with the U.S. men's national team and Mexico has taken a slight turn in the favor of the U.S. men's national team. You play with Jude. You guys talking a little bit? You're going to be in the same group?
We're talking a lot of it.
We heard a rumor that of the whole men's national team squad, you have the most, let's just say, New Yorker on the subway attitude. You feel me?
I mean, I'm the old Tyler Adams, too, but I like to say myself. I haven't been in a while. Maybe they forgot. Forgot what I'm like, but I would say, yeah, if you asked who probably talks the most trash and who's the most New Yorker, 99% of them would probably say me.
Does it go back and forth in the
locker
room?
Yeah, Jude likes to talk. Jude likes to talk too. He's from Birmingham, so he might talk more than me, to be honest. Wow. It's all fun though.
There's already a build up to this match. Obviously, it's going to be Black Friday in the World Cup. What is it as a player? What's that feeling? Because even we're talking trash online to just English people.
Yo, England getting all the smoke.
What's it like as a player?
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, it's the World Cup. You know, obviously we have 3 games in the group. Obviously, they're, you know, the favorites to come out of the group. They're a really good team, but it's the World Cup. No game is easy. We're going to give it our best. And then, you know, we have a lot of quality too on our team. So, you know, in one game, anything can happen. And, still a decent amount of time. So I'm sure we're going to come up with a great game plan. And, we'll be ready to go.
Okay. Look out. I heard 3 Lions are getting slaughtered on November 25th. That's what I heard. PETA might want to be on alert. You feel me? Let's talk a little bit about the locker room. We heard a lot of music. Will you grab the aux? What are we listening to?
Hip hop. I'm a New Yorker. Yeah. Okay. Drake, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby. All right. Do you get into the drill now? Are you starting to get into some of that? You being out here in Europe?
The what?
Drill music.
What is that?
Okay. The answer's no.
Like house music?
No, like pop smoke, Fabio Form. But they love, what do they got over there? They got like Central C.
Nah, I don't let these guys change what I like.
Nice.
I'm a New Yorker.
This kid's folded his slices.
The only thing I've picked up is a little bit of African music, which,
Afrobeats
is a little bit
fire.
more popular in Europe than America, but
it's starting to hit
some guys put me onto it. Some Burna Boy, all that type of stuff. It's some nice stuff. So
okay, very nice. One quick thing: the NYCFC just won the Campeones Cup. I know you obviously have your heart is obviously still connected to that club, but the winning Campeones Cup. Any message for NYCFC and their fans after that victory?
Obviously, I didn't get to watch the game. It was late at night, so I was sleeping. But, I still follow. I have a lot of friends on the team still. Obviously, I know a lot of people from the academy, so it's still a home for me, I'm sure. if I was back in the summer on holiday, I'd probably be welcome, and you know, I would love to go and see everyone when I'm back. But yeah, they have a big game tonight. I saw it at seven. I'm gonna
just
put
started,
that on.
Actually.
Did it just start?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's starting in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go back and watch that probably, and then yeah, I wish them all the best. So I had a lot of great memories there, and it's a great group of people there.
Awesome,
very nice. Well, you can hang out with us whenever you want. Any NYCFC stand. Thank you so much for taking the time. Absolute honor to finally get to talk to you.
Best of luck the rest of the season. And best of luck at the World Cup, brother.
He is so much taller than you think.
Everybody, make sure you join our Patreon. We just have a new podcast up, No Cap Recap, that we recorded, that we released on Friday. And we went over some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that happened in Germany, all the fun stories. And then we also did a fun breakdown on Adam Levine and his whole situation that he's going on right now.
It was a wild one. But those of you who've been begging for us to talk about stuff that's not soccer or football, now's your chance. Join Patreon. For those of you who are Patreon members, thank you so much. You guys are absolutely incredible. If it wasn't for you, Charlie would have walked into an empty space. So if it wasn't for you, this wouldn't be happening. I can't believe the door thing worked.
It's incredible.
This is perfect.
So look, hopefully, I think we might have furniture this week, I think.
Stuff will start filling in this space.
Again,
it's on layaway. We are getting some stuff.
Okay, my mom hasn't given me my allowance money.
You know, I washed the car three times this week.
Right. So thank you for all the support. We're having obviously a great time in this space, and we're going to be doing a lot more fun stuff here. So again, you'll be first to hear about it all on Patreon. Patreon.com/soccercooligans. And as always, shout out to the Meadowlark Familia. We appreciate all the love. We've been getting a lot of new people, new listeners, especially a lot of people reaching out. So we are very, very grateful. And yeah.
Which is why I always say we have to do an intro. We have new people listening. Duh. Well, Christian's melting. I also want to thank all the members here on our live. For those of you who have hit member, you guys are absolutely incredible. We're trying to figure out a couple cool live things to do. Somebody asked if we're going to do a watch along for tomorrow's game. We may do our live after the match.
Right.
We're currently efforting that.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. Look out for the tweets.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the U.S. game against Japan. And then depending on what we do tomorrow, you'll either hear us talking about the game against Saudi Arabia, or we'll be looking forward to it. But we'll see what happens. Be on the lookout. Stay on Twitter if you at Soccer Cooligans, so you know what we're doing tomorrow specifically. All right. Y'all the absolute best. We appreciate everyone tuning in. Another live episode. We crushed it again. Maybe Southgate will be around for a little bit longer and continue to piss Alexis off. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Peace.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.